Well, hi everybody, and welcome back to the Vital Life Dealing with Fear Challenge for all those listening on the podcast, on those who are listening on YouTube, and of course, for those of you on Facebook Live. It's good to be back. I have been absent for the last 2 days. For those of you doing the lives, due to my webinars that I have to teach every week. Hey, that's a good way to bring in money anyway, and I love teaching, and even though I'd much prefer to be in front of my audiences, I've had some really big webinars, 500, 600 people on my webinars, and so it's been really good to be able to teach and to be able to just minister to people as well. So good to be back, and maybe the title today caught your eye, Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door, one of my favorite songs in the, I believe in the 80s as I was growing up. And playing in bands as well. We would play that song over and over again. And you might say, what in the world are you talking about? Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Well, let me read a scripture here very quickly to start off or to launch today's live. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. And we all know the scripture. I mean, every time a problem comes up, every time something happens in our countries, this scripture is quoted from some pastor, somebody from their pulpit quotes the scripture. It says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And not until you turn from your wicked ways and not until you humble yourself will I hear from heaven and heal your land." Do you hear me? And we all cower and we all fear because God has told us we better turn, you lousy lot, you bunch of sinners. You better turn from your wicked ways. You know, I think that one of the biggest problems that we have in the church today is discerning between the new and the old covenant, and discerning between the cross and what happens after the cross and after the resurrection and what happens before. And we are so good at quoting Bible scriptures that have not been taken through the cross. But Aaron, isn't the Bible truth? Yes, the Bible is truth. But the Old Testament scriptures, you have got to take it through the cross of Jesus Christ. You've got to take it through the resurrection of Christ. You've got to take it through the fact that there is no longer a curse because Jesus, the Bible says, became a curse for us. He took God's vengeance. He took God's anger, and we can take it through the cross. And you might say, well, what's that got to do with the live today? We are in our 31-day challenge, and one of those challenges as we've gone through it is that we need to pray. We need to spend time praying and communing with the Lord. But what we have done is we've made our prayers into this. You know, only God will only hear. God's this deaf God up there, and he's kind of going like we do when we're mad at someone. La, 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 la. Don't want to hear, don't want to hear. Are you guys behaving yourself? Okay, I'll take one finger off my ear. Now I'll hear you. Hang on a second, hang on a second. You're back to doing your evil ways. La, 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 la. God is not deaf, all right? And because of Christ, he can hear us. Now, here is New Testament. You want to check out New Testament prayer? Luke 11, 1 through 13. Check this out. Now, here's the thing. And even with this, we mix this up because Jesus is talking before the cross. Watch how Luke 11, 1 starts. He says, "It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him," now watch this, check this out, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John," who? John the Baptist, "taught his disciples." So Jesus goes, okay, I'll teach you to pray just like John told his disciples to pray. And then he goes into the Lord's Prayer. He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." And he goes through the Lord's Prayer. All right, now, please hear me. I am understand the Lord's Prayer is a huge prayer in the Christian community, and it's an amazing prayer, and it's got things, and we've got people who've made the Lord's Prayer into steps and into ways to pray and so on and so forth. But the understanding, once again, before and after the cross, Jesus is teaching them to pray before the cross and after the cross. In fact, watch this. This is blew my mind when I saw this. So Jesus gets through the Lord's Prayer, and then he says to them, watch this. Now he tells them a story. He says this. Suppose one of you has a friend. Woohoo! We've got a friend. All right. And goes to him at midnight and says to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before them." And from inside, this is you answering, from inside he answers and says, "Come on, don't bother me. The door's already been shut, and my children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." Now I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Now let's pause there and let's go to that well-meaning pastor from the pulpit again. And how do we teach this? The pastor stands on the pulpit and he says, "This is how you pray." And if God, once again, the deaf God, remember the deaf God that says, if you do this, then I will hear, that deaf God. You know that one? That one. Knock. 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 And maybe God will open up the door. Because you're a friend, he'll go, "Okay, stop bugging me. Stop knocking on the down door. I will open it and give you some bread. There we go. Take your bread and go. My kids are sleeping. What are you doing at midnight asking me something?" But if you keep on knocking, Jesus says, and you keep on knocking, and you knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, and you keep knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, Jesus will open the door. God, the deaf God that the Old Testament speaks about, will might hear for you and answer your prayers at this time with coronavirus and everything. If you just keep knocking, if you're persistent in your prayer, if you keep praying, and man, this makes a good sermon. But watch what Jesus says the next part. "I say to you, ask and it'll be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Now watch here. "For if everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it'll be opened." Now he says, now that's the Old Testament way, guys. Keep knocking, keep knocking. Now he says, "By the way, if your son asks for a snake, or a fish, will you give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give you a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your," here it is, "to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Now, listen to this. In that little story, you notice something happening. The friends on the outside knocking. Who's asleep with daddy? The children. I want to ask you this. Even during this heavy time, during this hard time, are you a friend or are you a child? Are you a friend of God or are you a child? Are you on the outside right now because you're nervous, you're afraid, you're scared, you're worried, and you knocking hoping that a deaf God will hear you? Are you sitting there every day as you get up because you're fearful that maybe you're going to lose your job or you have lost your job or your business is going down? Are you the one knocking on the outside of the door hoping that God is somehow going to hear you? But if he doesn't, maybe it's something you've done. Maybe you haven't been good enough. Maybe you've listened to enough prayer sermon tapes. Maybe you haven't read your Bible enough. Maybe you haven't prayed enough. Maybe you cussed a little bit this morning because your kids got on your nerves and you used that terrible S word, or you kicked your toe, and now God is deaf again, and he's saying, "Only if you humble yourself and turn from your wicked ways will I hear your request from heaven, and then I will heal your home, I will heal your business. Only then." Or are you the child asleep in the bed who reaches over to daddy? You got to understand that in those days, the family slept together in a room. They didn't like us today, us good old Americans. We each got our own room, and man, we don't want to share that room, right? Every kid's got their own one, etc. No, in those days, everybody slept in the same bed. So what does the kid do? Reaches over to daddy and goes, "Daddy, I'm thirsty. Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm scared. Daddy." You think daddy's going to get up and say, like he said to the friend, "Go away," and the kid has to keep on knocking? No, you are a child. You're in bed with your daddy. You're in the same place as your daddy. When you get up and the fear hits you, and you are worried, and you are nervous, reach over to daddy. Reach over to daddy and say, "Daddy, I'm scared. Daddy, I'm nervous. Daddy." And guess what daddy's going to do? Daddy's going to go up and open the refrigerator wide and say, because he's not evil, he's not the father who gives bad gifts to his kids. The scripture goes on and says, if you ask for a piece of bread, God's not going to give you a snake. He's not going to open that refrigerator door and go, "Help yourself to a couple of puff adders. Help yourself to a couple of rattlesnakes. Help yourself to a couple of those." No, he's going to open the bread and say, "You know what? I've just baked a fresh bread, a loaf of bread, and I'm going to cut it, and I'm going to butter it, and I'm going to give you your fill." Why? Because you are my child, and I love you. And guess what? I hear from heaven. You know what unclogged God's ears from hearing from heaven? Seeing his son on a cross and the blood being shed, and the resurrection settled it. If Jesus never rose from the dead, then we could still say we got a deaf God up there. But our God, our daddy, is not deaf to your requests. You can ask him whatever you want. In fact, a little later in John, he says that. He says, if you ask anything in my name, because Jesus wants to understand the New Testament way is we are not trying to get to a deaf God who only listens if our actions are good enough. We are going to a God that we going through the name of Jesus, who when you say that name, it's not a magic spell. It's not a Harry Potter wave your wand spell. It is the name that gets God's attention, because that was his son who bled and died and took the curse and took everything that we deserve, took it on the cross, that we now have a curtain that has been torn, an open way into the throne room, that anytime you want to, you can run and jump up on daddy's lap and ask him, and he hears you. He hears you. God is not deaf. He doesn't have to hear from heaven to heal our land. He doesn't even have to. He is living in you. He doesn't have to sit there looking down going, "What did you say?" We're in the house. We're not knocking on the outside. Stop bringing. Bring these scriptures through the cross of Calvary. Start looking at prayer. Prayer is not some system. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We've made prayer such a system when, you know what prayer is? Listening, communion, hearing God, and then speaking it back to him. Prayer, the word prayer in the Greek means to repeat what is being said, to repeat the truth. And when God, the Holy Spirit, gives you the truth, you speak that truth back and God goes, I'm working on your behalf. I'm working on your behalf because you've just told me my words, and I am a God that does not lie. And if you speak my words back to me and you tell me, "Lord, you said these things, these are the truths that you have given," God's not going to go, "You know what, la la la, I'm not going to hear my truths." No, because God is a God that does not lie. And that's settled in Jesus, who said all things are yes and amen in Christ. What's your prayers? What are your requests today? What are your requests for your business, your family, your children, your health? What are you fearing? Reach over to daddy. Reach over to daddy today. That's my challenge. Stop waiting and knocking and hoping that God's going to answer. He's already at work for you. I think it's a bit offensive to God sometimes when we are knock, knock, knocking, knocking on heaven's door. And when heaven's door is wide open, we're not out. We are not no longer Christians. We are no longer on the outside. We are in the inside. We are in the house. We are not on the porch. We have got to stop living like people who are living on the porch. We got to stop seeing ourselves as living in some servant's quarters out back. We are in the house. That kind of reminds me of something. We're in the house, y'all. That's good. There we go. How's that? I want to give that to you today. I want to encourage you. Because some of us have been knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door and we're wondering why the door's not open. And God says, I don't reward anything. Everything is by inheritance. It's not by reward. If you are looking for a reward for things you do, you're not going to get it because I don't operate that way anymore. I don't operate on rewards, I feel the Lord saying. He operates on inheritance. It belongs to you. The door is open. Walk on through. He's told you that. He's not going to answer a door that is open that you're knocking. I go to my friend's house many times and I'll knock there and he comes to the door and he goes, why are you knocking? Just come on in. You know you can come on in. And it kind of irritates him a little bit because he knows that I'm his buddy. He's been waiting for me. He's been expecting me. The door's open. The door's open. God bless you guys. I hope that you guys are having a great week and that you are feeling blessed, because I'm telling you right now, I'm blessed. Even though there's been tough times, I know that my daddy loves me and he is waiting for me to just ask him. Like Jesus said, just ask. Stop begging. Stop begging. I don't want begging. I just want you to ask as a child, not as a servant. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. Vicky and Kathy and Kristen. It's so good to see you, you guys. Check it out. I've got my on aaronrudolph.com. I have a full message that I preached in a church about a year or so ago called Knocking on Heaven's Door, where I really get into this a little bit more. And I share a little bit of the Greek, and just look in the background, just in case you're thinking, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I flush it out and bring the word in and look at the scriptures to clarify, to confirm what I've been saying in this today. So feel free, go to aaronrudolph.com, check out my sermon. It says teaching series, and it's under standalone sermons. It's called Knocking on Heaven's Door. Feel free to listen to it. Get hold of my podcast. It's also on the podcast, Vital Life Connection with Aaron Rudolph on iTunes. God bless you guys. Keep on telling me how you guys are doing and how it's going with everyone. I want to pray for you guys. Lord, I just pray your blessing and anointing upon everyone who watches this video, that Father, that the doors of heaven will come to revelation, that the doors of heaven are not closed, that they are wide open, and our requests are being heard by not a deaf God, but by a God who loves us, by a daddy who cares and loves us. I pray for that revelation this week in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week. And I will see you tomorrow.